Rashida Tlaib accuses Biden of supporting genocide of Palestinians. By Olivia Rondo on November 4, 2023. A video posted by Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, accusing President Joe Biden of supporting a genocide of Palestinians has furthered stoked the controversy she has gotten herself into since her pro-Palestine protest led to a storm of people illegally occupying the United States Capitol. Tlaib, a member of Congress's far-left squad, shared the video on X Friday, demanding Biden call on Israel for a ceasefire to stop the genocide of the Palestinian people, or face consequences as he attempts to win re-election in 2024. The video, complete with dramatic music playing in the background, showed several pro-Palestine protests across the United States interspersed with clips of Biden, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and purported footage of Palestinian children being injured and killed in the Israel-Hamas war. "Mr. President, the American people are not with you on this one," Tlaib said after playing clips of bombings in Gaza and groups of people calling to free Palestine. Included in the rally footage were groups of people chanting "from the river to the sea," a common phrase among supporters of Hamas, the Islamist terror group that killed over 1,400 people on Israeli soil on October 7. The phrase is historically used to call for the genocide of all Israelis. Since the Israeli-Palestinian conflict heavily escalated with the Hamas attack 4 weeks ago, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, launched a brutal counterattack that has so far killed 9,488 people in the Gaza Strip, according to their health ministry. "We will remember in 2024, Tlaib threatened in the video, before displaying the text, "Joe Biden supported the genocide of Palestinian people. The American people won't forget. Biden, support a ceasefire now, or don't count on us in 2024. She posted along with the caption at POTUS, "The majority of the American people are not with you on this one. Hashtag ceasefire, now." Tlaib was hit with backlash due to the post, including accusations of anti-Semitism and support for terrorism. Stephen L. Miller of The Spectator posted a screenshot of the video displaying "from the river to the sea," and wrote, "Hi Congresswoman, hey kind of a noob to all of this. What does this mean exactly? Thanks for any clarity you can provide." Christopher Hale, a 2020 Democrat congressional nominee from Tennessee, wrote, "You're calling for the second Holocaust, Congresswoman Tlaib," referring to her use of the Hamas sympathizing slogan. "Wow. Homegrown Hamas propaganda, from someone sitting in our own government. Resign. Hashtag I stand with Israel," another ex-user wrote. In response to the critical comments, Tlaib made a follow-up post. "From the river to the sea is an aspirational call for freedom, human rights, and peaceful coexistence, not death, destruction, or hate. My work and advocacy is always centered in justice and dignity for all people, no matter faith or ethnicity." This controversy for the progressive congresswoman comes as she avoided a congressional censure, introduced by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, for her role in a pro-Palestine rally that turned into an insurrection in the Cannon Rotunda of the United States Capitol building. "To my president, to our president, I want him to know. As also somebody of Muslim faith, I'm not going to forget this. And I think a lot of people aren't going to forget this," Tlaib yelled into a microphone to her supporters outside the Capitol on October 18. Protesters then poured inside the building with protest signs and chants, leading to over 300 arrests, the Associated Press reported. Watch, evil, see the aftermath of Hamas attack on an Israeli kindergarten. Watch, Polak, what you need to know about origins of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.